Greetings, people loved by God. Welcome to worship at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran. We welcome all our people here in the building, but also we welcome people online worshiping with us on the internet. As always, a reminder to you can go to our website, chapelofthecross.org, and there you will find under the resources tab the link to the bulletin for this service. There's also options for giving your tithes and your offerings under the give tab on our website. Today is Maundy Thursday. Maundy is a word that means command or commandment, referring to the command of Jesus to his disciples in the upper room to love one another as he had loved them. He then showed that love in a wonderful way as he instituted Holy Communion with the command to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of sin. Just one service note to be aware of. We will not be singing a hymn after the sermon this day as we normally have been doing. Rather, the congregation is invited to sing the Sanctus and the Agnus Dei in the communion liturgy today. A reminder that we will also be gathering, of course, for worship tomorrow on Good Friday at 12 noon and 6:30 p.m., and we will celebrate the resurrection of our Lord on Saturday at 5 p.m., and then Sunday at 6:30, 8:30, and 11. God's blessings to you as we worship this day, this Maundy Thursday, as we listen to our opening hymn, Lord Jesus Christ, we humbly pray. For those using their hymnal at home, that's hymn number 623 in Lutheran Service Book.
Christ, we humbly pray that we may feast on you today.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sin, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, having been restored to God's family by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are called to live as children of God. Yet we confess before God and one another that we have not loved one another as we have been loved. We have sinned in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, and in our lack of actions. Some of our sin we know, some remain unknown even to us. Let us silently reflect on our sin and confess them to God, our merciful Father. Amen. With repentant hearts, we cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God is merciful. Even before we were aware of our sin, he sent his Son to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, and at the command and promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Come.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy Lord, you have poured out upon us your never-ending love by giving your Son, Jesus Christ, into death for us. Nourish your church through the sacrament of his body and blood. Strengthen us so that we may continue to proclaim him who gives life to the world. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading appointed for this Maundy Thursday is from Exodus, the 24th chapter. When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey." Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of sapphire, clear as the sky itself. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. St. Paul writes, "Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house that he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely not I." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go, just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Together we speak our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's been probably over 30 years ago, but I still remember it. And maybe you have had similar kinds of experiences, but I remember so clearly coming home from college at the holidays. And of course, it was good to be home, and it was good to see Mom and Dad, and it was good to see the rest of the family. But the thing I really remembered are the holiday meals. The smells of the cooking and the baking, and you just know it's going to be so good. And then the call. Okay, everything's ready. Come to the table. I didn't need to be told twice. I was on my way to the feast. Oh, there's nothing like an invitation to a special meal. And really, if you look around a little bit in the Bible, you will notice that invitations to special meals are all over the place. When the children of Israel were preparing to flee from slavery in Egypt, God invites them to prepare a special meal. It was the Passover. And they would eat lamb and unleavened bread and then spread the blood of that sacrificed lamb on the doorframes of their home so that the angel of death would pass over them. It was such a special meal that God commanded that that meal should be relived again and again every year. In the 23rd Psalm, David sings of that meal that we are invited to. The Good Shepherd prepares a table before me. And where is that table? In the presence of mine enemies. Oh, what a picture that is. A flock of the Savior's sheep enjoying the beautiful pastures of green grass and still waters while the enemies are kept away and kept at bay by a watchful good shepherd. When Jesus called the tax collector Matthew to be his disciple, Matthew, he got up, he left everything, and he followed Jesus. And then Matthew held a great banquet for Jesus at his house. And guess who was invited? All his tax collector buddies and sinners. That's our Jesus, sitting down for a meal with the outcast that they might be invited into the family. When Jesus sees Zacchaeus, another tax collector, up a tree, he invites him down. And then he says, I'm going to eat at your house for dinner tonight. And guess who Zacchaeus invited to his house to fill out the table? All of his friends. Who are they? Tax collectors too, sinners too. That's our Jesus, seeking the lost, inviting himself over for dinner so he can be with us. Jesus was teaching to a crowd, not just a little crowd, mind you, a crowd of thousands. Bible says there were 5,000 men, plus women, plus children, and they were hungry. And Jesus was feeding them. He fed them spiritually, and now he will feed them physically. A few loaves of bread, a little bit of fish, that miraculously feeds a multitude with baskets of leftovers even. Now, what a meal that Jesus invites those people to. So it's not surprising that Jesus invites his disciples to a special meal on that Thursday night so long ago. And I guess it's not so surprising that Jesus invites you and me to a special meal on this Thursday in the year 2021. On this night, many, many years ago, when Jesus invited his disciples to that Passover dinner, there was food, of course, and there was fellowship around that table, and there was a lot of conversation. But what a night that was. What a dinner it was. Oh, probably 4 hours of it. I mean, take a look sometime at the Gospel of John, beginning at the 13th chapter, almost to the very end of the book. That's all conversation around the Last Supper. And there were many things that Jesus talked to them that night as he had dinner with his disciples. He talked to them about the way to the Father. And he talked to them about the Holy Spirit. And he had conversations about obedience and love and unity and even the second coming. But there is one topic of conversation which must have just come as a total shock for those disciples. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." Can you imagine that? I mean, there's food and fellowship and laughs and conversations and questions and teaching, and then the bombshell. One of you is going to betray me. And the disciples, they start to talk around that table. "Lord, is it I?" Well, these were honest guys. They look back and they saw the times when they had denied the Savior. And they saw the times when they had betrayed him. And they saw the times when they had let him down. And they saw the times when they had failed him. And then they kind of took a look into the future and they said, "You know what? If I did it then, I can do it again. Lord, is it I?" And as we gather around this special meal today, his words are the same to us. "One of you will betray me." And when I hear those words, you know, I kind of look back and I can understand those words. I can understand because there have been times when I have denied him and betrayed him and let him down and failed him. And I know there have been times like that for you too. "Oh, the spirit is willing, but Lord, the flesh is awfully weak. Maybe it will be me who will betray him. Maybe it will be you. One of you will betray me," he says. And all that joy at that Passover meal, all the fun, all the laughter, it's just suddenly just tossed out the window. Because now there's talk of betrayal, and now there's talk of unfaithfulness, and now there's talk of doubt. Oh, but Jesus speaks again, and he says, "I've got something very special, though, for you to eat. And I've got something very special for you to drink. I know that you're not perfect. And I know that you make mistakes. And I know that you're sinful." So Jesus takes some bread, and he breaks it, and he passes it to his disciples, and he says, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup of wine, and he gave thanks to God, and he said to those men, "Take and drink. This is my blood. I'm giving it to you for the forgiveness of your sins. The ones in the past, the ones that will happen in the future, this is forgiveness right here." Wonderful words from the Savior. Those wonderful words cutting through all of that doubt and all of the fear and all the questioning of that night. And those words touching those men, touching their hearts. Wonderful words, powerful words, touching words. And that same Jesus who touched those 12 men that night some 2,000 years ago is the same one who comes here today and touches us with his word. And he touches us with his love. And he touches us with his forgiveness. And he touches us with his abiding presence wherever we happen to be. And he says to us, take and eat. This is my body for you. Take and drink. This is my blood shed for you. I love you. I love you so much that I suffered for you. I love you so much that I went to a cross for you. I love you so much that I died for you. I forgive you all of your sins, all of your guilt, all of your shortcomings. I've taken them away. And he touches us in that very special way. Jesus isn't done talking at that dinner table. He's got one more thing to say. After he gives them that bread and that wine, St. Luke records Jesus saying to his disciples, do this in remembrance of me. You know, he's never said something like that before. It's the first time. Do this in remembrance of me. And he didn't make it optional, did he? Do this whenever you feel like it. No, do this in remembrance. And he didn't say it just once. St. Paul records that he said it twice. Do this in remembrance. Why? Why must he say it twice? Well, because he looks at that group of disciples sitting around that table. And in his mind's eye, I think he looks at this group of disciples invited to his meal today. And he says, oh, I know you're going to forget. I know you're going to forget my love. I know you're going to forget my forgiveness. And there's times you're going to forget my abiding presence. You're going to forget what I've done for you on the cross. And I don't want you to forget that. Do this in remembrance of me. I want you to remember how I came into this world. And I want you to remember how I went to the cross. And I want you to remember how I rose again and I gave you the gift of heaven. Do this in remembrance of me. What a conversation it was around that table in that upper room that night. One of you will betray me. Take, eat my body. Take, drink my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. But there's one more thing. We have something to say at this special meal. St. Paul says that whenever you eat the bread and drink the cup, you'll proclaim your faith in Christ Jesus, the Savior, and what he has done for you until he comes again. Do you have something to say today to him? And do you have something to say to one another? I think you do. We will gather for this meal as a fellowship of believers. We will have some wonderful food, his food, the body and the blood to eat and to drink. And we will be touched by the Christ, so that we can proclaim our faith in our Lord as our Savior to one another and to our world. Oh, there's nothing like an invitation to a special meal. You are invited. God grant you a most blessed meal. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise for prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For courage to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves, that we may be obedient to the command of our Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For strength to love others after the pattern of Jesus Christ, that our love may not be self-serving. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Church of Jesus Christ throughout the world, that it may be faithful to the proclamation of the gospel for the glory of God, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our remembrance of Jesus Christ as we celebrate the foretaste of the feast to come, that as we receive his very body and blood, our faith may be strengthened by the forgiveness of sins, and we may be empowered to love as we have been loved. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our observance of our Lord's suffering, death, and resurrection, that we may more fully appreciate the great sacrifice of love on our behalf, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who are in need of special gifts from God, the lonely, the ill, the troubled, that they may know the love of God, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly right and proper that we should give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, because you have called us as your people and have invited us to be guests at your table. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us ever to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Have mercy.
an upper room with evening lamps ashine, the 12 disciples and the table spread. Now in our turn, Christ bids us pour the wine, and in remembrance bless and break the bread. We see by faith upon the cross displayed, his body broken and his blood outpoured. In that red robe of majesty arrayed, we gaze in worship on the dying Lord. Dead for our sins, yet reigning now above, still to our hearts we find his presence came. Take for ourselves the pledges of his love. For taste and token of that feast in heaven. So send us out to and serve and praise, filled with his Spirit, as the Master said, love, joy, and peace, the wine of all our days. Christ and his life are true and living bread.
We now take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sin. And take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you and for many on the cross of Calvary, for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Please stand. Now may this eating and drinking keep and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Go in the Lord's peace and in his joy. Amen. We pray. We give thanks to you, gracious God, for this gift of forgiveness and life, a foretaste of the feast to come. Strengthen us through this gift, that we may love as we have been loved and serve you with cheerful hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now receive the benediction of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. We remain standing as we sing our closing hymn together, Christ the Life of All the Living, Lutheran Service Book number 420.